I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. The Trump administration is stepping up plans to cut red tape on environmental projects. From our Mountain West News Bureau, Judy Faze says this latest twist on deregulation is getting predictably mixed reviews.
The National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, requires government agencies to minimize the ways federal building projects harm the land, air, water, and people. But critics say environmental groups have turned the law into a weapon against development.
It's not just oil and gas projects, but highways and transmission lines.
Kathleen Sagama leads the oil and gas trade group, the Western Energy Alliance.
NEPA can be used to stop projects through paralysis by analysis.
NEPA critics like Sagama are welcoming the latest Interior Department directive. It forces the Bureau of Reclamation, the National Park Service, and other interior agencies to decide on all but the most complex projects within a year. Their decision reports are limited to 150 pages. Nada Culver is a lawyer with the Wilderness Society.
Where is the time to meet with the public, talk to the public, evaluate input, and respond?
She said the deadlines won't allow sufficient analysis. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Judy Faze.
Students in Pueblo are back in school after teachers voted overwhelmingly to accept a new contract. The teachers' union says its members voted 495-62 for the deal yesterday, ending a strike that shut down most schools in the southern Colorado city last week. It includes a 2% cost of living increase retroactive to January and a 2.5% increase for next school year. The union had been seeking a 2% raise for the full current school year. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.